So we're starting to discuss yesterday, review quickly, and then move forward, the question of a shtar, which is meant to be a shtar that testifies on a psak bezdin, and we anticipate that the shtar should be signed by three dayanim, and instead it's signed by two dayanim. Now, in a case, an event where the three dayanim came to a decision, but in the interim, before they wrote up the shtar, one of the dayanim passed on, he passed away, then they indicate in the guf hashtar that ki avina, that when we sat down for this din, we had three. And one of them passed away. But here we have a shtar where, unfortunately, there are only two edim signed, and there's no indication here as to whether or not there was a third dayan. So the question is whether Chayshina and Lebezdin Toin, should we suspect, Rashi says, that maybe they made a mistake and they thought that a Bezdin could be made up of two dayanim. So the Ran says it doesn't make any sense, because the Gemara in the next line, it says in the name of Rav Nachman, that if they wrote Beitin, if the shtar did say Beidina on it, then we're not koshesh for any sort of mistake, and we definitely assume there was a third dayan. But according to Rashi's pshat, that their mistake was they thought a bezin could be made up of two dayan, which is indeed Shmuel Shita. What do you benefit by adding Beitin in it? However, if we read Rashi carefully, Rashi says the following. Rashi says that Beitin Toim Svurim Sheyu Shneim Ksherim Ladun. Rashi doesn't mention Bezdin. Rashi says they mistakenly thought that they could judge, but they didn't think that that they could judge as a Bezdin. They just thought that somehow they could be done as Shnayim, even though they don't have the status of a Bezdin. But if they wrote Bezdin, then we know that they must have had three Dayanim. Notice in their mind, there are two entities here. There's an entity of a decision that's handed down by two Dayanim. That's not a Bezdin, but it's kosher. It has validity to it. And then you could have a decision that's made by a Bezdin, and that requires three Dayanim. So when the Gemara says Chayshina lebezdin toin in the absence of Beitin, it doesn't say Beidina in the shtar. What we mean is they thought mistakenly that Shnayim Ksherim Ladun. So one thing that we have to figure out in our own minds, and we'll see if we can work this out as we go through, is what's the difference between two Dayanim who are Ksherim Ladun and a Bezdin? What my nafkemina? They made a mistake over here. They thought that although they're not a Bezdin, but Shnayim Ksherim Ladun. But he asks, I think, a different question here. We're up to El Ditzarech Iyun. That's what we got up to yesterday. Da Gemara Parach V'Dilma Bezdin Chatzafu Diyomer Shnayim Shedonu. This is Shmuel. Shnayim Shedonu Dineim Din El Shinikron Bezdin Chatzaf L'chor Kasha Diaftis V'Lei L'Shmuel Shnayim Shedonu Dineim Din Harei Lo Chashav Bezdin. And how do we know this? That even Shmuel, who says Dineim Din, what he meant was that it's not B'Torah's Bezdin. And maybe Shmuel would hold that if you want to get a Torah's Bezdin, you definitely need three Dayanim. But as far as the Din is concerned, the Din is valid and halachically approved if there were two Dayanim, even though it's not Bezdin. And how do we know this? This is Tosus back on Daf Hey Amid Beis, that according to Shmuel, Hu Adin Dechad Nami Din Din, Shmuel goes even a step further, and we recognize and validate the din of one judge. Afal Gav, that here in this case, he's not considered a Bezdin for sure. And the reason why Shmuel mentions two judges is because he wants to tell you that even in the case of two judges, there's still a chutzpah over here. And now we have the following problem. We have a principle of Eda Osim Bezdin Shakul. So in the case of two Dayanim, where we have a Bezdin Shakul, how could Shmuel say it is valid? And we have no choice but to assume that according to Shmuel, although the decision is valid, it doesn't make up a Beis Din. Because we have a principle that there's no such thing as a Beis Din Shakel. So for example, in a Yachid, if there's only one Dayan, which according to Shmuel, we say that Dineim Din, that Din of Din, that if he would, here, you can't tell me that he's a Beis Din. And also, even in the case of two Dayanim, you would not be able to postulate that it's a Beis Din, because there's no such thing as a Beis Din Shakel. So he comes to the conclusion that even though it's not a Beis Din, Rakecha Debein in Torah's Beis Din, we say the following, that when you need a Torah's Beis Din, a Chal Shem Beis Din, then we're going to say that Shakul is not a Beis Din. But if there's only one or two judges, then it's valid, but not the Torah's Beis Din. And therefore, even if it's Shakul, it's valid. But again, it doesn't have the status of Beis Din, which required Eino Shakul. Now, in the light of this introduction, what does the Gemara mean when it asks V'dilma Beis Din Chatzavu? That's a very strange phrase. Beis Din Chatzav means that they serve Eino Chinam as Beis Din. There's an element of chutzpah here that they didn't have a third Dayan. Halo kevan she'ein Torah's Beis Din alei u'mahani shelo b'Torah's Beis Din k'chsiv Kishaksiv Beidina. In other words, unless they added to the shtar the two magic words Beidina, and then Yadina and Shayashlosha, because these people know that two Dayanim could not be considered a Beis Din, you need a Beis Din Shein Shakel. We called it a Beis Din Nota, if you remember that phrase. So obviously, what they were operating not b'toras Beis Din. So why does Gemara say, well, let's call them a Beis Din Chatzuf? So let's leave that question on the back burners. But what we are getting a little bit closer to, I don't know if we've reached that goal yet, and understanding that there are two categories. There's sort of Dineim Din, or Din of Din, and then there's a Beis Din. One nafkamina is that in order to achieve a Beis Din, you need no less than three Dayanim. And the corollary of that principle is that if you have a Beis Din Shakul, let's say in the case of two Dayanim, it cannot possibly serve and function as a Beis Din, because we don't have a Beis Din that's Shakul. Vihine Tzorech Iyun, the Kevan the Shnayim Shedonim L'Shvuel Shalobitaris Beis Din. Amai korile Beis Din Chatzuf k'she'ein donim mikov Beis Din. Why is this phrase, in the case of two Dayanim, Beis Din Chatzuf, an appropriate phrase when it's not a Beis Din? And Tosus back on Daf Heyam and Aleph, right? The Afagav de Yochin Eino Yochel Lodun Ela Bekiblu Alayu Shnayim Donis Ha'odam Bal Korcho. Wow, this is pretty sensational. What Tosus is claiming is that you have three different levels. You have a level of a Beis Din, and that's called three. And less than three is not a Beis Din. Then you have a level of Shnayim Shedonu, even though they're not a Beis Din, Dineim Din. But for this, I don't need the agreement, the approval of the litigants. That could be against their will. And then we get to a Yochid. If one individual Dayan paskins, that only operates if Kiblu Alayu. If the litigants accepted Chad, and they said, we'll commit ourselves to accept the decision of this one single Dayan. Aval Chad delo Choshev Beis Din. Tosa says that one Dayan is not called a Beis Din. Is Eino Yochel Lochuf. He can't decide on their behalves, you know, without their Haskava. But if they agree, that's called Kibla Layu, then he can hand down a verdict. But he can never work Bal Karcham. He always, this one Dayan always has to be accepted by the litigants. Now he quotes a Ktsos. The afil leman diomer ein erev parashias ksivkan v'lo be'inan bezdin lodum yikomakom lochuf be'inan bezdin. So there's a special power of bezdin that they can force and coerce their decision upon the litigants. Mishum hachi shnayim demikri bezdin yachol lachuf. If you would upgrade the status of two dayanim to that of a bezdin, again, we always have to ask the question, but it's a bezdin shakul, but in any event, is chad lachuf v'chad eino yachol lachuf. So now what we're saying is that if the minimum number of dayanim to cross the threshold from one to a bezdin would be two, if that's all you need is two, which reminds me of a sugi, by the way, brachas that I covered yesterday that has to do with zimun, whether you can have a zimun with two people. So can you have a bezdin with two dayanim? He says, vadai, he says, ela de'i neima de'be'inin kof bezdin lochuv tikshe amai mahani shnaim lochuv ksheino bezdin shokul. Now, we're in a bind over here because the language, the formulation here of the Ketzos seems to indicate that Shnayim Mikrei Beizdin, you see that on the top left column? Are you with me on Ayin Aleph? He says, Mishmachi Shnayim de Mikrei Beizdin, just underline those two words of the Ketzos, Yecholim Lachuv, once you have a Chalashem Beizdin, then they can impose and coerce their decision on the litigants. But how in the world can you imagine that two dayanim have the status of a bezdin when we know that a bezdin shakul cannot function as a bezdin? And this ktsos is nothing more than a reformulation or an overview of what we saw in Tosis. The Nira, the Svirle Litosis, the Ikar Adin Shedinam Din Lo Havi Mikoch Bezdin El Mitam De Lo Gara Mi Yochid V'Chak Al Kfiya. Right? Where am I? V'Chak Al Kfiya L'Chud Be'inan Koch Bezdin. So in other words, when we want to jack up the number from 2 to 3 in order to set up a bezdin, that means we want to get a koach lachuf, the authority to impose that decision against the will of the litigants. And for that we need a koach bezdin, which only can be achieved with 3 dayanim. 2 dayanim are no worse than a yachid. Umishum hachi came into dinam din shalobitar is bezdin lekup sul of Ein Bezdin Shakul. In other words, if they're functioning, these two judges, as a Bezdin, then we're going to ask, how could they function as a Bezdin? They don't deserve that categorization, that status, because they are Shakul. But if we're lowering our level to Dineam Din, which means we're not dealing with a Bezdin when we have two judges, then it doesn't have to bother us that it's not, that it's a Bezdin Shakul, because it's not a Bezdin at all. The Dafka Hecha, the Kocham Lodun Vitaris Bezdin, Ikapsul, Shall Eno, Ein Bezdin Shakul. Avokol Shedonim, Shalobitaris Bezdin, Velobi Inan Bezdin, Rakle Kfia Greda, is Mahani Kfias Shnaim, the Choshim Bezdin. So this last line, I'm going to underline it in my text, has to be understood. Let's read it again. He says that when they're judging, but not b'toras bezdin, lo be'inon bezdin, rak l'kfiya greda, and then he says, mahani kfiya shnayim dechoshev bezdin. Now, he sounds like he's, honestly, if I read this, it sounds like gibberish to me. He's contradicting himself from the ratio to the safety.
Not a bezdin.
Right, he's telling you that two is shakul, right, and yet that's not a problem because it's not a bezdin. And he says, "Well, why do we want to make it into a bezdin? What extra, you know, gishpaka do we get from calling it a bezdin?" It says kfiya, that we can force the decision upon them. And then he turns out and he says, "Mahani kfiya shnayim," that even two could function as a bezdin. Well, we just finished saying that would be a bezdin shakul, and they're only functioning as dinam din, but not as a bezdin. Ulfiyam of war, the donim es ha'odam, bal korcha mikov bezdin, shapir nikra bezdin chotzev. Now, again, I think he's reiterating what we saw in the Ketzos, right on the top of your column here on the left side. He says, Shnayim Mikri Bezdin V'Yicholim Lachuv. But the question is, we just finished saying, Ein Bezdin Shakul. And therefore, we were forced to the position that Shnayim Shedonu is no different than one judge that hands down the decision. And that's not the decision of a Bezdin, because for a Bezdin, we need an Eino Shakul. So I don't understand how he can just turn around and accept the Ketzos that two judges can serve as a Bezdin, the Yecholim Lachuf. I mean, how do you understand that? We just finished saying that you need a Bezdin Shakul, that you can't have a Bezdin Shakul.
It's not a Bezdin.
But
you started with three and then they lost one.
I mean, that's not what he says. I'm just trying to figure out what he's talking about here.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
I don't know. I would not give it a great grade in pedagogy. I don't know. He needs an editor here, because I read this and I don't understand what he's saying. Let's read it one more time, just in case maybe one more reading could help us. Venira Disrila tells us the Ikra Din Shedinam Din Lo Havi Mikoch Bezdin Al Mitab Lo Gar Miyachid. So I think he's talking about two judges. They're not worse than one judge. But Rak Alakfil Lechud Beinim Koch Bezdin Mishmachi Kainvon Shedinam Din Shelobitaris Bezdin is therefore Lekapsul Shel Ein Bezdin Shakul Mahani Yak. Oh, that here's the line. Umahani Hakfia shall beis din dayanim gamkein.
Wow!
He just finished telling me that for kfia I need a koch bezdin. He just finished telling me that you can't have a bezdin that's shakul, and therefore two judges are no worse than one judge. But it's not a bezdin, and therefore there would be no kfia. Now he turns around and he says, "Mahani hakfia shall beis dayanim." Why? I mean, who gave the authority to two judges to be kofer? That's a special authority that's vested in Bezdin, and they don't have the status of a Bezdin. The dafka hecha de kocham lo dunu mitaris Bezdin ika psul shall ein Bezdin shakal avol kol shedinam shedonim shelo b'taris Bezdin lo beinan Bezdin. V'lo be'ina bezrak l'kfiya is mahani kfiya shnayim d'choshev bezdin. Wait, one second. Is he pulling the wool over my eyes, or am I missing the point?
Sounds like he only goes in one direction, not in two directions. So, in the positive direction,
is mahani kfiya shnayim, and now we can say that since they have the koch of kfiya, this is a paradox. I don't know, maybe this is a vicious cycle, I don't know, but he's saying paradoxically that really two Dayanim could be a Bezdin, except for one problem, that it's a Bezdin Shakul. Now, we're going to need a Bezdin in order to implement Kfir. But we just finished saying that dinam din. So if there's a dinam din, then it means that we can achieve kfiya through two judges. Now, if we can achieve kfiya through two judges, then we can upgrade their status to a bezdin. Why? Because the reason why we couldn't upgrade this status to a bezdin is because we couldn't achieve kfiya without a bezdin, and for bezdin we need three dayanim. But now we're saying that beis dayanim is dinam din, and if it's dinam din shelo b'toras bezdin, once it's dinam din and they don't have a status of bezdin, then we don't have a psul of Bez Din Shakul. We only have a psul of Bez Din Shakul if they have a status of Bez Din. So let's say, for example, you had four Dayanim, right? So that would be a psul in Bez Din of Bez Din Shakul. But in case of two Dayanim, where they're operating outside of the framework of Bez Din, so then we don't have a psul of Bez Din Shakul. If we don't have a psul of Bez Din Shakul, then we can recognize and validate them as a Bez Din, even though they're only two Dayanim. Let me just take one more minute just to review what he said earlier and see if it fits in. The Yachid Eidi Yachal Ladin El B'Kibla Alayu Shnayim Donim Sodim Bal Karcho. The Tosa says that Shnayim can be done Bal Karcho, and the question is, wait a minute, they don't have the status of a Bez Din. So how could they be done Bal Karcho when we just finished saying that you need a Bez Din to implement kafir? But the answer is that Shnayim can become a Bez Din. How can Shnayim become a Bez Din? And the answer is because they're Dineim Din. Since we validate their decision, the Halacha recognizes their decision, then And they're not operating as a Bez Din, is therefore once we get to that level, that point, so that we can drop the psul, so to speak, of a Bez Din Shakul, because their Dineim Din is even if it's outside the framework of a Bez Din. And if through Dineim Din we could set up a valid decision that's binding, even without a Bez Din, then at that point we have the right to say, well, let them be a Bez Din. Let's upgrade them to the status of a Bez Din. You'll ask me about Ein Bez Din Shakul. The answer is that since Dineim Din, even though it was shakul, it means that they're not operating as a Bez Din. If they're not operating as a Bez Din, then there's no psul of a Bez Din Shakul, and if that be the case, then now they could serve as a Bez Din. I don't know, it seems to me that there's a bit of circular reasoning over here. I'll call upon him and say to him, made them the Afgad de Lishmuel Dunin Shalobataris Bez Din, become come Shnaim Yeshnaim Koach Bez Din Lochuf, Lachain Nikra Bez Din Chatzuf, him came. Asi Shapit Yigamar the Pav Vidilma Bezin Chatzufu the Afgav the Chsiv Bezin Hare Yishlomar the Lo Havi Rak Shnei Dayanim Umikomakom Ikri Bezin Avol after Mikri Bezin Lo Da Lo Sagim Shnei Bezin Chatzuf after Mikri Bezin Kama Lo Da Lo Sagi Lifnei Bezin Chatzuf, Abin and Dafka Fnei Shlosha. As the Gemara says, Kaz Ad Kasvina, Delo Kasvina, Ad Kvi Duchta. Avokosha Yelo Bezin Chatzuf, Eno Kavua Velo, Goli Lakol is Ein Kosvin. Now, I just want to say that we have a choice here. We can at this point go back to Daf Ayin, or if we want to push forward, what we could do is page Ayin He, or alternatively, I printed out here page Ayin Zayin. Ayin Zayin is a little bit shorter, so maybe we still have about 20 minutes, maybe we could finish Ayin Zayin in that short amount of time. So let's open up the Gemara to Daf Lamed, and see if you could tell me where you have a line that starts Ika Benayu Lishlume Ihu Mansa Bahadayu. Do you have such a line in the Gemara? We're on Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. It should be about halfway through the Amud. Ela'ika Beinayhu. The first word in the line is Beinayhu, but I don't know exactly how to tell you where to find it. Just mamish smack in the middle of the page. So what's going on? The Dayanim issued a mistaken psak, and as a result, the Baldin took a loss. Now he's suing the Dayanim for their toes, for their mistake. And the question is, who's going to have to reimburse the litigant who took this loss? Which of the Dayanim? The case was that there were two Dayanim that said he's chayav, and one Dayan was dissenting, and he said zakai. And the question is, the one who said zakai, he didn't make a mistake. He doesn't have to pay anything. The other two Dayanim have to pay, but do they have to pay his chelik? No, so they pay palga palga, or they each pay a third, and the litigant has to take the loss of the last third. So the Gemara says it all depends upon this machlokas, what they write in the shtar. If they write in the shtar, zakai, is Rashi says, afashlishi yishalim imoyen. In other words, if there's just one unified psak that's being presented, as if it was a unanimous decision, then the import is that all three dayanim will have to pay. Each one will pay a third. Deilo havi iu ba'dayu, betray lo havi mifsik dina. You'll ask me, why is he guilty? I mean, he came up with the right psak, but the answer is that the din that they passed him, which is the wrong din, was only made feasible, made possible by his hitztarfus to the bezdin. V'tzarech iu dachiv l'shalim havi avur mashadonu es hadin v'yizik lo yidei psak. It was their final verdict that caused the damage and the loss to the nidon. The kevin shulo pasak kavosam, he didn't accept their psak at all. So why should he have to pay damages just because he was mitztarif to the bezdin? He wasn't with them in the toes. He was with them in the bezdin, but he didn't have the toes. He didn't cause any damages. Why are you saying that there's enough of a reason to force him to pay? So you may remember we had a lively discussion about this. Dale was pushing for a comparison to secular law, where there's an entity called a company or a business, and there are no single liability. The liability is to the entire company. This is the halacha of Bittel that I think I once mentioned. Let's see if I'm right. When we have a principle of so one of the most fundamental tosas in all of Choshen Mishpat. How can you reconcile these two principles that we're going to decide by Rov? If Rov judges say he's Chayev, then he's Chayev. But we have another principle in Dine Momenos that ain't Holchim B'Momen Achar Rov. We don't rely on Rov in Dine Momenos. V'tirtzu, Degabi Dayonim Shaini. When do we rely on a Rov? That's only Legabi Dayonim. Demiut didu didhu Choshiv K'moshe Eino. What does this mean? To mute. Oh, Kamisha Eno. Right. This is what I called Bittel. In other words, it's a unanimous decision, even though there was dissenters. But Kuchas Fakers, Havi, this is the brother of the Ketzos, Havi Me'maram. Not sure who that is. Maram Chaviv. Oh, that was his last name. Shebir divrehem, the kevin shaomer torah chirab melahatas miut hadayonim evatlim. Oh, that's bittel daitam lifnei svaras harov v'ein yecholim lahoros Elokisvaras Harabin. So it's really interesting. Once you join a Bezdin, your Horah is now going to have to be the Horah of that Bezdin, even if you're knowing full well that you might be a dissenting view. Is therefore Miut Mitztarfim Arov, and now the Miut, now accepting the thinking or the verdict of the Rov, now it becomes a unanimous decision, and even the Miut now is part of the Chiyuv Mamon, so to speak. They are also part of the authority, the force of Bezdin to Mechayiv Mamon. So there's no problem of Ein Holchim Mamon Achar Rov, because we don't have a Rov here. We have the entire Bezdin, because they have to be Mora Hora, like the Svar of the Rabbin. They can't go out of Bezdin and say, well, I'm gonna paskin differently if the question comes up. Hare Kosamaram Chaviv di Afadain Shenechlak al Harov Chayov Levatil Datol Emilahorus Kamarov Adin Yotze Mikola Dayonim. And it's a unanimous decision. Otherwise, we would have a problem of Ein Holchim Mamon Achar Rov. V'kevet shegam hach dayan gam kein hotzi hapsak kishara dayonim yishapir hizik kishara dayonim. Wow. Now, it's the Habamina that even the third judge who got it right has to pay damages is based on this svara of the Maram Chaviv, that when you enter into a court as a dayan and you accept your role and your responsibility as one of the members of the court, then you are now committed to accept the svaras harabim, and you're not allowed to be mora hora like your psak. And this is going to answer Tosus's kasha about ein holchim mamon achar rov, because it's not a achar rov, it's really a unanimous decision. I doubt very highly if this has any parallel in secular law. I doubt it. But I'm not a lawyer, so what do I know? Vehine kaimalon odom muudli olam. Das Ramban afilu onis gomur. So a man goes to sleep, he rolls over in his sleep, he breaks kalim, he has to pay damages because odom muudli olam. So that's called odom amazik. Tosus disagrees. And Tosus holds Onam HaMazik is only Ke'en Gneva Vaveda. So he is Chayav for Onsim, but not a regular Onis like Ke'en Aveda, but really an extreme Onis. Like somebody came and put a gun to his head, right? That would be an extreme Onis. In Ke'en Tikshi, Heich Salkadak L'Chayav Hadayin HaShlishi L'chalik imoim k'shohaya ones lifsok esadini moim umazik ba'ones potur. He's asking a kasha based on the Ramban. The Ramban says that although Odom Amazik is mu'li olam, but not in the case of ones. Here, the man is an ones. Why? He's the third dayan. He, in fact, has a dissenting opinion. You're forcing him to accept the opinion of the other two dayanim and to be part of the Horas Bezdin. But nevertheless, in Hilchas Mazik, you can't call him a Mazik, even though Adam would be old, but his case is that of an honor. See, we're not even giving him a choice. We're forcing him to accept the decision of the other dayanim. So what was the Hava meaning that he would have to pay one third as a mazik? Vine begmaram reading to Lamandi Omer Zakai Mishalem, each one of the three Dayonim pays, Lema Lehu, Gemara rejects this, Ila Didates I Sinon, if had you listened to me, then Asu Nami Lo Shalmisu, you also wouldn't have had to pay. The Tzarech Bir, my Tanoso Lifter. What is this Taina to be part of? I mean, if he wants to say, look, I didn't make any mistakes over here, and therefore I'm an Onus, that's fine. But to look at them and say, well, had you listened to me, you wouldn't have been Chayev. Why is he arguing that way? The Nira, and it seems from a Shita Begubetzes, again back in that Sugya of Adam Uli Olam in Bava Kama, Hey, view me a riva, the hoda, the Hamavir chavis mimakom makom patur v'chein tabach uman shekilkel patur. They came into misaskim heim birshus. They have full license to be a tabach or to be a schlepper, carry a chavis from place to place. Is therefore. I have to add another two words. Kevon shemis askim heim birshus and litovas hanizak. Right, the nizak hired the tabach to shech the animal, or the nizak hired the sabal, you know, to carry the chovios. Is therefore all of mutolis asek upokamine din adam amazik. In other words, since he was commissioned by the Nizak to do what he's doing and he didn't make any mistakes, then he's potter. That's what the Rivas says. So if you hire me to schlep and I do the best job that anyone else would have done and something happens, I'm not responsible because you hired me for, you commissioned me to do this on your behalf. It's pokamine din adamamaz. I'm still not sure where he's going with this. Again, he was turning to the other Dayanim and said, had you listened to me, you wouldn't have had to pay. Ubitshuvas kosav delav dafka hechad hanizak nosan lo rishus ela imatora nosan lo rishus asasik b'tovar zeh gam zemach kia minei din mazik dieno mazik ela osek b'masa hamulach. So two ways of defining a person: either he's a damager, or he's someone who's dedicated to his work, and inadvertently, as a result, somebody was damaged. And it doesn't matter why or who commissioned him to be osek b'maisa malacha; either it was the nizak or it was Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself. Lefizan nira da gemara ka omer da shlishi shalota, the third dayan didn't make any mistake. Rakevan shalom nistalek min adin. Oh, now he's saying something radical. Kevan shalom nistalek min adin.
The third dayan,
he could have been misalek himself. Why? Because he saw the way the winds were blowing. I mean, this is birds on here. I'm just saying that he already sensed that he would be outvoted, and he knew that the emes was with him. At that point, he has a possibility of siluk. Which, see if I get this right in English, it's called recusing. Did I get that right?
Recusing.
Okay, I always make that mistake. Recusing. It's chayav levatel daito ledas rabim. Once he decides that he's not going to recuse, then the halacha is he must accept the decision of the other two dayanim, ula horos, and he has to give a horah kisvaras a rabim. So at that point, he's considered an osek b'maisa, and therefore, he's no different than anyone else who's osek b'maisa, like the case of the person who's schlepping the chavios, or the case of the tabach, and therefore, he should not be chayv as a mazik. The dafka shara dayon v'chashivim mazikim came and shem tov b'psak din shalem, aval ha-shlishi shalom tov b'psak din, v'chak hoya chayv lifsot kavasayu, right, he has no choice but to accept their decision and be more overall like them. Ein lechayv l'shalim. He has a very good argument.
He's indemnified.
Okay, indemnified. Demikri osek b'psak v'ein shem mazik aleh. V'hine agmar masik. Do we have a few more minutes? Yeah. I just want to finish this up. We're almost at the punchline. He says v'hine agmar masik ela ikar b'nayu l'shluve ihu mansa ba'dayu. Dilmandi Omar, Dilmandi Omar Zakai is Mishalmim. Dilmandi Omar Ploni, Ploni, Mizakin, Ploni, Ploni, Mechayvim, Lo Mishalim. Mar Masik, Dehem, Ein Mishalmim, Chelek Hashlishi, Diamri Ilav At Behadein Dino, Lohavi, Migmar. Right, if you weren't with us as the third Dayan, we never would have gotten into this problem. So you facilitated our chiyu. We don't want to pay your share. Umiktsos Hiksha de Kanalon Kirabi Nosan, the Hik the Lekal is Talui Mehai, Mishtali Mehai, Gabi Sharsha Dochaf Labor, or Adam the Sharsha Iziku Yachad. The Lekal is Talume Mehai. Kigon Shu Potter Vinizko is Mishtali Mehai. So you have two mazikim, and one of them is off the hook for whatever reason, so then you can sue the other one for damages. Ken hachinami, yeshalva bi'ad hashlishi, let's force the dayana to pay for the third. Came in the lekel eshtalume mehashlishi. V'nir delo meshalmim avur hashlishi, came on she'en lo toris mazik klal. Tidafke hecha dechoshiv mazik, v'lekel eshtalume minei, is chayiv l'shalem. Like in the case of Sharsha Dochaf Bor, or Adam the Sharsha Iziku, so you have two mazikim, and if you can't collect from one of them, you have recourse to collect from the other one. But here, the Dain HaShlishi is not called a mazik, because as we said before, he's Oseik B'Molocha, he's Ein L'chaivo, Ein L'chaivam, we can't be M'chaiv them to pick up the tab for the Shlishi if he's not a mazik. So if you have another mazik, and he when for every reason is off the hook and he doesn't have to pay, you'll pay instead of him. But that has no application to our case because the Dain HaShlishi is not a mazik at all. So that's a very nice shtickle tar. But let's see if we go backwards and see if we understand the, wait just one second, just see if we calculate the answers to his question. Sarach Ian, the original question was, what was the halamina that he, the third Dayan, should have to pay when he was mazik because of the Psak Din? He wasn't in agreement with their Psak Din. So what are you saying? He has to pay just because he was part of the Bez Din? That doesn't mean that, that's not a Sibel Achayev. So the answer he gave was based on Tosfos with the Maram Chaviv, that the third Dayan has to be part of the Horah. He has to accept the Horah so that it'd be a unanimous decision, because otherwise we have the problem of Ein Holkum Imam Nachar Rov. So since this third Dayan is also Hotzi Es Hapsak Din, like the other two Dayanim, is Shapir Hizik. He's saying that he's considered a Mazik. Why? Because he's part of the Psak Din. The Horah came from him as well. He's not satisfied with that because of the Ramban Shita that if a person is mazik someone ba'ones, then he doesn't have to pay. And here also, his situation is that of an ones. He has no choice but to join them in the Horah because as a member of the Beis Din, that's what the Torah requires of him.
He has a choice. He could be a salik.
Let's go through it. The Shloma Delo Mikri Ones. Why? Because Kisha Shama min Ashnayim Sha'omru Chayav Shalom Kedin, he understood that they would make a mistake. Hoyelo Listalik min Adin, Vekevin Shalom Listalik, Shapir Yesh Lachayvo Delo Choshiv Ones. So again, to explain the Havni of the Gemara that the third Dayan would have to pay, we have to link up two major Yesodos. Yesod number one, the Maram Chaviv, that this decision was a Rav, all three Dayan. So he has to accept the third, the opinion of the other two, and he has to be actively part of the Horah. So that makes him into a mazik. But the problem is, he's an onus. And the answer is, he's not an onus because he had the option of recusing himself, if I got it right. Then we go on to the next issue. The Gemara says that there's a possibility that the two Dayanim would have to pick up the tab for the third Dayan, right? The Gemara rejects the possibility that the third Dayan himself would have to pay, because maybe he's part of the Horah, but it's not called a Mazik. But the Gemara says that there's one Madiyama that says that, just one second, Marmina Dilamadiyama Zakoilish. So the final Right, the final maskara of the Gemara is that the third dayan does not have to pay, even though we just gave a whole explanation as to why he should pay. He's part of the horah, and he's not honest because he could have been mesalik himself. So now the Gemara is saying, well, he doesn't have to pay. And the Gemara explains it in the following way. Because the third dayan, the dissenting dayan, has a right to turn to the other dayanim and says, you should have listened to me. So what kind of a claim is that? You should have listened to me. Why didn't he just say that he was an honest or something? So I guess he couldn't say he was an honest because he didn't recuse himself. So instead, the Gemara formulates his taina as, well, you should have listened to me and then you wouldn't have had to pay at all. What kind of an argument is that? So the answer to that is that, just one second, so again, he's saying to them, I don't want to pay because you should have listened to me. Ah, so now we have a question. I'm almost at the end, if you could bear with me. So now we have a question based on the Riva. The Riva says that you cannot collect from the Mavir Chavis, you cannot collect from the Tavach Uman, because they were misaskim b'malacha, and it was all bershus, and they were doing it l'tovas ha-nizak, they were commissioned by the nizak. Is olav, the olav mutal l'sasik, also now he, let's say the uman and the mavir chavis, he has the responsibility l'sasik, is pokamine din adam amazik. And he says the following, that you don't really need that the Nizak gave him Rishus, even if the Torah gave him Rishus. So that's Mafkia the Shem Mazik. Oh, Lefi Zeh, let's see if we can get this punchline near it. Tagamar Kama Dashlishi Shalota. And he's going to be a Mazik. Why? Because Kevin Shalon is Talik Minadir. And now that he joins the Bezin almost actively because he heard their opinion, and yet he wasn't misalik himself. So he's like joining them, and now once he joins them, he's part of the Bezdin. He has no choice but to accept their das. Oh, so now we're going to consider him as an oseik b'maisa psak, and therefore he's not considered a mazik. Now, how does he fit this into the language of the Gemara? Lema lahu ilididi tzaisun. Is a tsunami lola shalmusa. If had you listened to me, yeah. So now what we're saying is that he is oseik b'malacha. Just one second. So now, again, we wanted to say he should be chayev as a mazik. He's not an onus, and he's giving the horah, and he should have been misalik himself. So what's his counter argument? Why doesn't he have to pay? Oh, because he's oseik b'malach and therefore he's not a mazik. Very good. But why is he shifting the blame onto them? Areu mikri oseik b'maisa ve'eno chashuv mazik. Dafka shar hadayonim chashivim mazikim kevon shehem ta'u bipsak din shelahem. What is the thrust of his argument, meaning the third dayan's argument? If you were to listen to me, then nobody would have to pay. We would not be liable for any kind of hezek here. And somehow that's the same as saying that he's oseik bipsak. He was therefore commissioned and responsible to do what he has to do, like the tabach and the maver chavis. And therefore he's not a mazik. So now we're going to say to him, well, wait a minute. Why didn't you misalik yourself? And as a result of being part of the Bezdin, you now have a hora kisvar sarab. And that was the reason why the Gemara thought he should pay. But the answer is that we have another reason why he doesn't have to pay. Not because he's an onus, because onus here would not apply since he could have been misalik himself min adin, but the reason he has to pay is, I'm sorry, the reason he does not have to pay is because of this new category that alleviates him from payment, which we saw in this Rivan Bava Kama, namely that he is an osek b'malachto. And once he's an osek b'malachto, he did the best job that he possibly could, he doesn't have to take on damages. Oh, and everything lies in the next line. He says, "The dafka shara dayonim chashivim mazikin kevin shein tov b'psak din shalahem." Ah, I see what he's saying. Why can't the dayonim themselves? Why can't the dayonim themselves say that we don't have a status of a mazik because we're like the case of the maver chavis or the tabach? We're also being osek in the din, so that's the psak, right? Osek b'psak. So that's our malacha. Well, the answer is that they're called mazikin because they were told b'psak din. Do you follow what I mean? In the case of an uman, he did whatever he had to do as a professional, and he did it right. You know, he followed the recipe. You know what I mean? And the guy schlepped the chavis. He didn't do anything. He didn't trip or fall, or I don't know. He wasn't distracted. You know, he didn't look at his cell phone. But in the case of these dayanim, told the din. I mean, they didn't know the din. They should have known the din. I mean, that's going to be a sugya later about the dayanim that are told the psak din that they're responsible for it. So they therefore have a shame mazik. So that's what the nizak says to the mazik. If not for your toes, you should have listened to me. I was trying to impact on you and straighten you out and get you thinking in the right line of reasoning. And instead you refused, you were very adamant, and you were told the psak din because I gave you the right guidance and you had the wrong guidance. You were fakrupt, you know. So therefore you have to pay. So you don't have the tainus p'tur of osek b'psak, osek b'malacha, but I have the tainus p'tur of osek b'malacha, and I'm no different than the tabach and the maver chavios, but you are not the same as the tabach and the maver, because you made the mistake. So again, the havamin in the Gemara was he, the third dayan, should be liable because he should have recused himself, and instead of recusing himself, he attached himself to the Bezdin, and now, whether he likes it or not, he has to agree with the Hora of the Bezdin, so he becomes the Mazik. But the Maskana Sagamara is no. He's not a Mazik. Why? Because he has a right to claim that I was Osek B'Psak, no different than the Tabach and the Mavir, and I did the best job I possibly could. And then he's going to turn to the other Dayanim, and if they say, well, we were also Osek B'Psak, he's going to say, then, well, you should have listened to me, because I had it right. You were the ones who were told B'Psak Bezdin, and therefore you have a din of a mazik. I don't have a din of a mazik. I have a din of an Osek. And I did everything right. So I was an Osek who was absolutely loyal to the professional requirements. You know, it's like, you know, if you're a lifesaver, right, so they give you all the rules that apply to a lifesaver, so you check them off one by one. I did everything according to the, I'm looking for a word in English, I forgot what the word is, you know, according to protocol or whatever it is, I followed all the rules and regulations, you can check it off. I didn't deviate one iota. And therefore, I get the p'tur, says the third dayan, of an osek b'maisa, and I was hired here, commissioned by the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm doing his bidding. Ah, you'll ask Akasha. We have a principle that if there were more than one mazik, then if you can't collect from one mazik, you can collect from the other mazik. So therefore, why does the Gemara come to the conclusion that the two dayanim have to pay only their third? One plus one, that's two thirds. They don't have to pay for the third. why doesn't it come under the halacha of shor shenitzedachaf lebar? And the answer is shor shenitzedachaf lebar means that you pick up the status of the other mazik, but only if the other guy is a mazik. Now we've said that since the third dayan has the status of osek bepsak, osek bemalacha, he's not a mazik, therefore they don't have to pick up his tab. Beautiful. I'm telling you, Rabbi Osai, it was worth it. For those of you who were willing to sweat it out with me, I mean, we finally got to the punchline. All right, where is this?